Hey, lovely. So yeah, so with these videos, most of them actually, it is that you're actually just going back to your old ways. So first of all, watch this. You're landing very much behind the saddle. You're not landing in the middle. You aren't on your 80-20 and you see your legs kicking every stride. That's because your seat is saying wait, because you're landing behind the center of the saddle. So your seat is saying wait, therefore she's going slower. You're unaware of that, so then you revert back to your kicking, and that's why you're needing to kick every stride and why she feels stuck. Then the next part around why she's broken at the vertical is because, again, you're not telling the neck where to go, and you're thinking and you've forgotten about where your hands should be. So first of all, remember that your hands need to be, when you're stretching, they need to be in a place that would mean when she comes up to collection that your hands would be in the correct place, which would be at least at the front of the saddle pad or in front of the saddle pad. Currently, right now, if she came up into a collector position, your hands would be right into your tummy. And then what happens is, because she's not searching for the contact out, to keep the contact, you have to make your reins further and further and further back to your stomach or higher. And then you see that the angle is telling her to be there. Whereas if your hands are more forward and shorter, then the angle's telling her to go forward. So basically, you've got to remember your hands are close to your stomach and high. So therefore, you're telling her to break and go deeper. Think about where you want the neck. You want the neck out and high. So what's happened is as we've gone through the levels, you're now forgetting about your basics. And that's where things start to come unstuck again. So what I want you to do now for the next couple of days is go back to 2 weeks ago. Basic. Think about where your hands are. Are they positive contact? Think about where you land in the saddle. Think about being able to keep your legs off. Re-establish those basics and then gently go back to where you are. And then remember that those basics can never fail, because that's when things start to go pear-shaped.